Mea Culpa by Tyler Perry. I don't know what really to say about this movie. Kelly, to me, is a good actress. So, I don't have any complaints with her acting as far as her acting scenes. Except for the fight scenes. But other than that, no. She's always, I thought, been a good actress. But what I do have a problem with is this whole movie. Now, the husband is all, you know, a mama's boy, and you know she's sick, so he's really an extra mama boy. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about Mea Culpa. Let's get into it. Then this, that, and me. We're back for some more Them, This, That, and Me. The movie started off all crazy because she's actually a lawyer and she's mad because, like I said, her husband and mom treats her like shit. Really, she does. And I guess the other sister-in-law, she does the same thing. And the damn other sister-in-law husband, he seems like an ass. But this is the part that I don't really understand. This guy's accused of murder. And she goes to see him in his dungeon, really, because that's what it is to me. The warehouse, dungeon, whatever. Where he supposedly did this massacre, whatever, by herself. You got to be kidding me. There ain't no fucking way. There ain't no fucking way. We gonna see in the office, and that's it, period. Then, from the jump, he's calling her by her first name like they know each other, for real, for real. If I'm your lawyer, you ain't calling me by my first name. You sure ain't talking to me like you be talking to me like we go together. He like, Mea. Like, they go together. Then, this mother, he has the audacity. She already know his rep. But, he has the audacity to push up on her. And she mad at her husband for stuff, but she's sitting up here taking this dude's bull sugar honey iced tea, but he supposedly killed somebody. He talking to her any type of way. It's crazy to me. Insane. In fucking insane. She mad that her husband's supposedly cheating, but he ain't cheating. It's just the mama wanting them together. And he's okay with that. But she into this guy's mess. I mean, and it's a scene where he tells her to get her. Because he got to go. He don't want to be there. They go, and they go to a daggum. He take her to a sex club. She go in there. And then she walks out, goes home, and her husband is playing a video game with the girl that he ain't cheating on. He just playing a stupid video game. And she about to have a damn fit. Instead of just, I mean, he ain't doing cheating. But this man ain't even your husband. And he already that type of dude. It's like, seriously? And you into that? Oh, okay. All right, makes no sense. Makes no sense. I am upset with this movie because it's just crazy to me. It's crazy. I'm sure somebody moves like this. Somebody, some woman somewhere moves like this. But there is no way. But this dude, you go all the way to his house again after you see your husband playing a video game with some woman that... The private eye already told you he's not cheating with. But this whole dude got a daggone woman in the house. He done told you he in love with you. Or he ain't in love with you. He told you he like how you look, whatever, whatever. You a whole married woman. Yeah, they could turn you on, whatever. That's all good. But make it make sense. Then he get a thrill out of seeing you see him have him getting pleasured, and you into that, you like upset about it, you like in your feelings about it. Girl, do not like this movie. Then you go up back upstairs. Yo, this is dumb to me. You go back upstairs, watch them having sex, make it make sense. not gonna be the deal.
Did you just saw yourself? Google, I was dying laughing. I heard you took what you said to me. It's a podcast. It's available in any app that has podcasts. So, I was laughing at an episode.
Back upstairs, but we learn that the husband is possibly cheating because the private detective he had sent a picture showing they were going into a hotel room. So she go back upstairs to this man while he having sex. They get up, then she go up and start kissing him. Then they go out for a damn motorcycle ride. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Goose neck goosey. Come back, get able to knock some boots in. We'll see. And when they come back, they start it up again because he done loosened that goosing. Riding that bike, that'll make you loose a little bit, you know? So, you know, I'm assuming because now she ready to get busy. But the craziest thing is that he just finished having sex. I don't want a threesome with the other person ain't even present. Like, I don't want no threesome at all, but damn, we still having a threesome. She just not here right now, because that's leftovers. I don't want that. I don't want that at all. Now, the whole paint and stuff, you know, okay. All right, just putting paint all over your body, okay. That might be a little erotic for some people. But I still don't want same juice. I don't want same juice. I don't want that. I don't want same juice. No. Like I said, I don't want a threesome at all. But you basically having a threesome without that person being there. Yeah, no. So, her husband is waiting for her and her sister-in-law in the office when she comes in. Hasn't been home all night. Well, that's because she got loose in the goose. And then they let the cat out of the bag that the mother was getting sicker, so they were in the hotel. That man won't cheat on her. Uh-oh. Then she won't talk. She didn't want to talk when he was on the bag on game with the girl and just find out what was going on. But now she won't talk. She done fucked up. She definitely done fucked up. So, we find out when old girl from Tyler Perry's other show, The Haves and Have Not, Veronica, is up here. And he did the same thing he did to Kelly. Same exact words. Put her in front of that easel. Get her loose than a goose. Got him. She left old girl Vanessa. And she went in the house and started peeling back the layers off of that painting. And she saw all the freaking girl's face. The ending is the best part of this whole freaking movie. Literally, when she finds out that her sister-in-law actually slept with old boy, the artist, when she finds out that, and she finds out the mother has been lying about her having cancer the whole time, and the brother-in-law is crazy. Look, they could have cut all the way to the end and just got to this part right here. Because this is the best part of the movie right here. But I do know, is this the best part of the damn whole movie? The ending. The whole fight scene was crazy. The pan fight scene's trash. But what wasn't really trash was the find out, well, you know, they wanted his wife, who slept with the artist before, to stab me. The wife, you know, she was acting like, okay, I thought at first she was going to do it. I'm like, damn, you know, she about to do this. And she changes up, try to stab her husband, he knocked her the hell out. You know, they fighting, you know, Mia and him and the mama. And Mia's fighting back, she hit him with the pan. The pan thing is stupid. I have her say in the in an interview how silly the pan hitting was. It was kind of worst hand hitting. It sort of kind of seemed like 4 minutes, like it was a two. Like, it really did. That little bit right there seemed like a two. Bling, bling, bling. And then when the shot rang out, and, you know, she probably ain't been in many fights, if even any, because she is part of one of the most famous girl groups ever. Obviously, Destiny Child. And if they fought amongst themselves, we don't know. I don't want to know. If she had family members or friends that she had to fight, I don't want to know that either. I want to think that Kelly Rowland is Kelly Rowland. But I'm going to say one thing. If you get shot at, I'm going to do more than duck down like that. She did it like a duck crouch with her hands up. I'm going to do a little bit more than that. I'm going to be throwing something, doing falling on the ground, rolling around, trying to get out of the way, doing something. Bust through that security door, whatever. Then his wife gets up, stabs him, and the mama comes behind and stabs her. This mama, the mama was a B-I-T-C-H the whole movie. Awful person. To lie about you have cancer and then all of this. And it, when they were sitting there before all of this fight scene came to fruition, I thought that they said that Cal didn't know. Well, Cal did know. Because Cal, in the end, after she was running down the street, and, you know, she was running a little slow. She was running a little slow. You know, I'm bigger than Kelly Rowland. And I'm telling you what, if that was me, I'm probably going to be struggling a little faster than what she was. Because I'm telling you what, I am going to be shedding this vest. That's what I'm going to be doing. You know, see, the old military been gained weight. You don't see me like you gonna be like, damn girl, you age, you know, you age reversed, right? Because that's what you gonna see. You gonna see me, I'm probably in my PT uniform, I don't know, my camouflage outfit, I don't know. But you gonna see the old military. You're not gonna see this me. This fat suit gonna be shedded, honey. I'm gonna be trucking. I ain't gonna be doing what she was doing. She was going kind of slow. But the surprise was, and it really was, but wasn't, when he tried to take her back to the house. And I knew out when he said he was in court, she kept saying, call the police. She wasn't able to say anything what had happened. He was sitting up there like, I'm like, he sure is nonchalant about this. And, you know, she looking out the corner of her eye. And when he talking about he calling the police, I would have wanted to hear it. I would have been like, put it on speaker. That's the first thing I would, because I would want to hear everything they saying. But then when she put it on speaker in the car while they was driving down the street, I was like, oh. But the most messed up part, though, is mom stabbed Sharice, I think it is. And I don't know what happened to her. You know, she got stabbed in the stomach. She could be still alive. She'd be dead. I don't know. They ain't never say what happened to Sharice. They also ain't never say what happened to her two kids. So now, we don't know what's happening. The mama, Kelly Rowland, sprung her into a tree on the truck. Good riddance, bad rubbish, for real. She did the same thing to her husband when he tried to take her back to the house. She unbuckled his seatbelt, and he's so slow and stupid. After he done bopped her in her face, talking about something, he was trying to do it the nice way. But when she kept trying to piss him off, and he bopped her in her face, I was like, well, damn. I was thinking, you know, that he was, you know, actually a good guy. I was thinking, okay, well, you know, he wasn't a bad person. It was just, no, she raised some bad people. She raised some bad people. I was thinking he was, you know, nice young man and, he, you know, out of the family. He didn't know anything wrong. He knew. And how in the world did she marry this man? That's what they should have. How in the hell did he marry this man? And the guy who was a P.I. should not be a P.I. He's a horrible P.I. A horrible P.I. Because he didn't know none of this stuff. He didn't even know that Cal was in on it. Yeah. Don't let him do no PI work no more. So, the husband seemed like he dead, for sure. The mama seemed like she might be dead, for sure. Maurice got stabbed by the mama, but I'm assuming in the stomach area somewhere. And I'm assuming she may be or may not be. And where were the children? They had two kids. Where were these children? These children were missing in action. So, What I have to say about this movie, I didn't like the beginning at all. The movie struggled along. The acting, Kelly Rowland's acting though was good. Kelly Rowland's acting was good. The guy's acting was good. Even Cherie's acting was good. But everything else was kind of struggling along. The ending, so I was glad that when the ending was coming, I'm like, okay, yeah, 15 more minutes. And, you know, when the police finally showed up, they arrested him. We still don't see nobody, like, not to know. We don't know. I'm assuming their son's still on the road out here somewhere. The mama in the yard somewhere. And the sister-in-law, I guess, still in the house. And gosh, who knows where these kids are. The kids went upstairs, and they, like, over from Family Matters now. How you, the kids, what about the movie get, like, a 6? Kelly Rowland's acting, though, get a good 9. Her acting was good. But the movie itself, best thing except for Kelly Rowland acting throughout the whole movie was the moment that she threw that mother freaking phone in the trash when Zaire called her, because she should have already just not got involved in all of that mess with him. But that's neither here nor there. What the best thing that she could have done, and she did in the whole end. But to unloosen his seatbelt and ram his ass in that truck, he fly out the window. Beautiful thing. Deserve that shit. Because I know I didn't just waste all my time sitting up here going crazy because I done made a mistake thinking you ain't cheated on me, and you got all these people who looking at the movie thinking that you ain't cheat on me. And sitting up here doing this crazy shit with your family? Y'all crazy. What in the world? Where's your daddy? I mean, Amir. She not exempt for doing some crazy sugar honey iced tea the whole movie, because she truly was. Not going to nobody's house who I think might be a murderer who I'm supposed to be defending, and gonna sit up here and go to their house. It looked like that. I'm not gonna follow them around. Well, you know, the brother-in-law getting arrested, but when you saw the other two good things happen where everybody got rammed and jammed, you would think, ah, oh, he didn't get rammed. Why is something happening? You know, the girl, his wife stabbed him. But that was it. And we still don't know what happened to her. I'm supposed to assume, I guess, that she did. That's what I guess I'm supposed to assume. Because she acted that part. She got stabbed. I thought she got stabbed. Okay? I thought she really got stabbed. I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, but... like I said, the last good thing she did was throwing that damn phone in that trash. She told y'all she wouldn't move off my desk. I think that's how that sounds. Motivation. Throw that phone away. She did that. She is surviving. She did that. He's a soldier. And I guess soldier every bit of it. As he could out everybody. Good and bad. What I like this movie, acting saved it for it. They have a couple of good actors in there, so. And Shannon Thornton plays Reese, and Shannon Thornton, while in there, is MISSISSI. Well, I guess they say crooked, but it's just a good Mississippi. Planners right here. So yeah, they even had Ronrico Lee in there, Nick Sager, Ron Sager, Rhodes, Roland, and Thornton helped carry that thing. So yeah, their acting helped carry that, helped make that movie. Because man, that movie was a struggle. That was a struggle. It was a struggle to get through. But I did it. And I'm going to say I give that thing maybe a 5. Because just the whole, the acting was good, which made it a 5. But the storyline fucked with that. The story just fucked. I just couldn't believe everything that was going on. And I couldn't believe she went to her house. I couldn't believe she was letting him call her. Like, they knew each other for years. I couldn't believe she fell for the okey-doke. It was just crazy. People like crazy. I try to stay away from crazy. Try to keep my peace. So, me and Kofi, it's really not for me. But it might be for somebody else. This is them that set me. Just my opinion. Thank you for listening. To your real friends, family, your Insta, fake family.